This goes to Dr. Ernest, ERNEST, fax 989-463-5956. Regarding Joanne, it's J-O-A-N LeClair, LaCLair. Date of birth, May 14th of 1951. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. LeClair, who was seen in consultation on September 5th of this year for elevated creatinine levels, in which they have actually improved. Her most recent lab was done 11/22 of this year, and the creatinine is now down to 1.12 with estimated GFR of 52. She's feeling very well. Her weight is stable, and she has had no hospitalizations or procedures since her consultation. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. She has not had any episodes of atrial fibrillation to her knowledge, no symptoms that go along with the episodes, which is, includes shortness of breath and extreme fatigue and exercise intolerance. Those things have not occurred. Blood sugars have been well controlled. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She urinates in adequate amounts and no peripheral edema. Medications, medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day. Also, Losartan is 50 milligram once daily, in addition to other routine medications. Physical exam, weight, 205 pounds. Pulse 66, oxygen saturation 95% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 112 over 58. Neck is supple, there's no lymphadenopathy or jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Today, no murmur or rub, rate 66. Abdomen soft without ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies of 11/22/23, as previously stated, creatinine 1.12, which has estimated GFR of 52. Albumin 4.4, calcium 9.1, sodium 135, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 22, phosphorus 3.8, hemoglobin 13.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels. We will continue to monitor labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension is well controlled. Continue all routine medications. 3, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with Eliquis. 4, type 2 diabetes. Well controlled. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.